Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Mi she'eno mumche v'ra es ha-bechor v'nishchat al piv. Let's say that a firstborn animal is shown to someone who is not a certified expert, and he declares it to have a mum, a blemish, and that animal is slaughtered for food based on his say-so. Harize yikaver, this animal must be buried, it cannot be eaten. V'yishalem mibeso, and the one who overstepped his authority in evaluating this animal must personally reimburse the owner. Donis hadin, if someone judges a court case. Zike es hachaya v'chiev es hazakai, if he declares the guilty party innocent or the innocent party guilty. Time es hatahor v'tiher es hatame, if he declares something pure that's impure or declares something impure that's pure. Masha asa asoi, what's done is done, the judgment stands. Vishala mibeso, and he has to reimburse the person who lost money because of his erroneous judgment. V'imhaya mimchila bezdin, but if he is a certified expert, patimila shalem, then he does not have to reimburse if he makes a wrong call. So there was an incident revolving around a cow whose uterus had been removed. V'hechila Rabbi Tarfon l'klavim, and Rabbi Tarfon declared it treif and said that it should be fed to the dogs. Uba ma'isa lefnei chachamim, and the matter came to the attention of the sages, v'hitiruha, and they said that this cow was in fact kosher. Amar Todos Harofe, and a certain scholar by the name of Dr. Todos the physician, he said, Ein para v'chazira yotze me'Alexandria ad shehem chotchin es ha'em shola. He said, no cow and no pig were sold from Alexandria without having the uterus removed, bishvil shelo teled, so that they shouldn't give birth, because they had particularly good animals and they wanted to maintain their monopoly, so they didn't want them giving birth in other places so that they could have also such animals to sell. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, so Rabbi Tarfon said, halcha chamorcha Tarfon. So basically he said to himself, looks like I have to sell my donkey now to be able to pay this guy the loss that I cost him. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Tarfon, patarata, you are exempt, you do not have to repay. Sha'ata mumchila beizdin, v'kol ha-mumchila beizdin, patar milashalem. Because you are a certified expert, and a certified expert does not have to pay if he makes a mistake in judgment. Let's look at the Barton Uro on this Mishnah. Mumche, an expert. Shenato reshus min hanasi o mi beis din shel eretz Yisrael lahatir b'choros. So this is someone who receives permission from the head or the court of Eretz Yisrael in order to examine and permit firstborn animals. Va'af al gav de ba'ama mi shel lamad b'torah shebechsav shebal peh v'yadu l'svor ulahakish ulahavin davar mitoch davar hu hanikra mumcha. And even though, generally speaking, a learned person who's able to discern different matters, he knows Torah and he knows the laws and he can figure them out, he's considered an expert. Ukishu niker v'yadua v'yetze tibo etzal anshe doro hu mumcha l'rabim. And when he rules in a matter, he's generally considered an expert by the public. V'hu yachal adon yachide, and he can judge things privately. V'af al gav delo nakat Rishusa Merosh Gola, Leinian Heter Bechoros, Eno Kore Mumcha. Nevertheless, if he doesn't have the official court certification, then he is not considered an expert when it comes to permitting firstborn animals. Ve'eno Yachel Lahati Bechoros, Ela Achashayito Rishus Mi Bezdin, Hasmuchim Be'eretz Yisrael. He can only permit firstborn animals after receiving certification, permission from the court in Israel. And the diaspora courts are not empowered to give someone this authority. V'shalem mibeso, someone who does so and is not an expert, has to personally reimburse. V'kishahu mishalem lekohen nosen revia damav im hi behema daka v'chatzi damav im hi gasa. And when he reimburses, he either pays a quarter of the animal's worth if it's a small animal, or he pays half the animal's worth if it's a large animal. Umishum hachi mishalim mechsa, and the reason he pays half, demamon hamoto basafek cholkim, is because when money is given in a case of doubt, they split it. The Igla Meimar Apseda the Ilo Havi Sharile Hai Hava Asi Mumche Gamor Visharile Vahava Achiole. Because you could say that if this person hadn't judged it, then a real expert would have come and he would have permitted it, and then the owners could have eaten it. Vahashta by Kvura, and now it has to be buried. The Igla Meimar Lav Mili Apseda. But you could also say that maybe he didn't cause him any loss whatsoever. The Dilma lo have be muma, umumcha gamor lo have sharile. Maybe it didn't have a blemish, and the expert would not have permitted it. Veshema lo have nafil be mum kavua lo olam, ad shiyamus, and maybe this animal would never get a blemish until it died, and it would be a total loss. And in fact, he would have invested all the time and money in raising it, and would never have been able to eat it. V'haidele mashalim palga ledaka kamo legasa, and the reason that he doesn't pay half for the small animal like he does for the large animal, because he only pays a quarter if it's a small animal, mimnei sheyesh tereach gadol legadal behema daka, is because it's a lot of work to raise these small animals. V'zeh shehitir habachor hitzilu lekohen min hatereach hagadol shehayelo lehitafel bo. And the person who ruled on this animal actually ended up saving the kohen the trouble of raising this animal. The Shema im harahu la'acher, because maybe if it was shown to somebody else, lo haya mitiro, v'haya lobo tipo meruba, ad sheyipo bo mum. Because if someone else had seen it, then perhaps, you know, he would have declared it unblemished, and the Kohen would have to go to a lot of trouble raising this animal until it eventually developed a mum. V'hachi nagaba delo mishalim el revia. So that's why he only pays a quarter in this case. V'rambam perisha b'inyin acher, the Rambam has a different explanation, v'ze ikar, but the Bartner feels that his explanation is the main one. Masha asa asoy v'yishalim mibeso. So if he rules, and it's not from an expert, then what's done is done, and he has to reimburse. Leman de dayin dina de garmi, chayiv l'shalim mibeso, b'shvil shagaram hefse l'chavero. So the person making the judgment isn't actually doing anything. He's not breaking his property. He's not stealing his property. He's rendering a judgment. He's not doing an action. So there's a difference of opinion as to whether someone would be liable for something that does not involve an action. So according to the one who says that you would be liable for such a thing, then that's why he has to pay, because he is responsible for the loss. Umandalo doyin dina de garme, but one who feels that he would not be liable just for his words, why does he have to pay? Mefarsh Misnisan Davka Shinasa Venasan Biyad. So according to that opinion, our Mishnah is talking specifically in the case of someone who does hands-on transfer the property. Zikes Hachayev, Mishanachasla, Kagon Shahayalo Mashkon Lamalve, Vizep Hateres Halove, Venatalas Hamashkon, Biyado, Miyat Hamalve Vahzira Lalove. So for example, let's say there's a dispute between a borrower and a lender, and he physically transfers the collateral from the lender back to the borrower. And even in the case of rendering something impure that's pure, it could be something that's done physically. Kagon, for example, sheheviu lefun of taharos, they bring pure things before him, lisha alehen, and they're asking if they're pure or impure. V'amar tameos hein, and he rules them impure. V'notol sheretz echad, v'higiu behen, kadei shelo yehei behen od safek v'yamo devarav. And then he touches them with a sheretz, with a creepy crawly animal that's impure, in order to prove that they are impure and remove all doubt from them so that this should not be a continuing issue. Vatir es hatame, and making something impure pure, kagon shalokach peros taharos, the ervanim peros elu, shatihirhu shalokadin vatiman. So that's a case where he takes pure fruit and mixes them with fruit that was wrongly declared pure, and that then makes the pure fruit impure. So these are all cases where the person rendering the ruling got hands-on and actively caused the loss, not just with his words. But if he is a certified expert, putter, he would not have to pay. Delo matzi lememar le, amai dinaisa le, hoil velo bekiata bidine. So no one can complain to him, why did you overstep your authority and rule in this matter of which you have no knowledge? He does have knowledge. He made a mistake. He's human. He's fallible. But he would not be responsible if he ruled within his realm of authority. Skipping a bit, in the case of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva said you don't have to sell your donkey to reimburse for this cow that you made a mistake on. Shemumcha ata, because you are a certified expert. Chadava od ka'amarle. He actually had two reasons for him. I'm just going to read you the first one. Chada, the Toa Bedavar Mishnehu. The first reason is because you made a mistake in the matter of a Mishnah. Demas Nisan he Elu Trefus, because this is a Mishnah in the chapter called Elu Trefus. Nitl Ha'em Shala Kashera. If it had the uterus removed, it's still kosher. The Kaimalan, the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, Chozer Hadin, V'Danin Oso Kuroi, V'Einu Mishalem. So we know that when somebody makes a ruling in a matter of a Mishnah, if he's mistaken, the matter simply goes back to court and is re-evaluated and he doesn't have to pay in such a case. Then the Bartnur goes on to explain how if there's a matter that's in dispute and he rules according to the wrong authority, that's the second case where he would be exempt anyway because he is, in fact, an expert. Mishnah Hay. Hanotel scharo lios roe becharos. If someone is paid to examine firstborn animals for blemishes, ein shochatin al piv, we may not slaughter these animals based on his say so. Ela imkein haya mumche ki ila biyavne. The only way we may do so is if he's as big an expert as Ila was in Yavne. Shehitiru lo chachamim lehios notel arba isaros bebehemadaka v'shisha begasa, because the scholars, the sages, they empowered him to collect 4 isaros, it's a coin, for evaluating a small animal, and 6 for evaluating a big animal, bein tamim, bein balmum, whether they are found to be blemished or not. Let's look at the Bartnuro. Ein shochatin al piv. If someone's being paid to examine the firstborn animals, we don't slaughter based on his say-so. The Dilma Mishum Agra Kasharile, because maybe he's permitting the animal to be eaten because of his profits. He's got a profit motivation for his ruling. The exception is if he's like Ila, Shem Chacham Hadar B'Yavne, that's the name of a sage who lived in Yavne, V'chassid Haya, and he was particularly righteous, V'lo Nechshe B'chach, and he was not suspected of making decisions based on the money. Ubein Amar Lahu Tamim, Ubein Amar Lahu Balmum, Hayanotel Kol Scharo. And he received the same fee whether he judged the animal to be fit or unfit, blemished or unblemished. Arba Isaros Babahemadaka, he got 4 coins for evaluating the small animal, Ubagasa Shisha, and 6 for evaluating the large animal. Gasa Nafish Tircha, Lahashlicha Laaretz, Ulkafosa, Ulivdok Muma, Hilkach Schara Maruba. It's a lot more work to get the large animal down and to restrain it so you can check it. That's a lot more labor intensive, and that's why he got paid more for examining the large animals. Bein tamim bein balmum, and he got paid the same whether they were blemished or not. Va'afal gav, deki amrle tamhu, even though he said this animal has no blemishes and therefore it can't be eaten, loa hani le v'lo midi, there's no difference. Notel scharo, he got paid the same. The Ilo Shakel Agra Asu Limachshade Ki Amar Bal Mumhu. Because if he didn't get paid the same, then people would be suspicious when he did rule something to be blemished. So it kept it all above board by always having a flat fee regardless of the outcome. Umikan Dan Harambam, and from here the Rambam rules, Al Hashotchin L'Rabim, on those who shecht animals for the public, butchers. Shiroi lehem oshalo yitlu schar klal. It's fitting for them either not to be paid at all. Osha yitlu schar al hanimtzos nevelos otrefos kamo al hanimtzos kshera. Or they should be paid the same when the animal that they slaughter is found to be not usable. It's treif, just like when the animal is kosher. Dom yedroi mumei habachor. And this is comparable to the situation of those who evaluate the blemish in a firstborn animal. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.